From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Washington and cities around the world, as well as other U.S. cities, to rally for tougher gun control laws in the U.S. following a recent deadly shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Florida, where 17 people died. That event sparked outrage and political activism among young people across the country. Naomi Wadler was among many young people in Washington.
My friends and I might still be 11, and we might still be in elementary school, but we know life isn't equal for everyone, and we know what is right and wrong. We also know that we stand in the shadow of the Capitol, and we know that we have 7 short years until we too have the right to vote.
March for Our Lives student organizers are demanding that children's lives are made a higher priority for the country, and they are calling for an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. A new poll conducted by Associated Press indicates sentiment may be changing regarding gun ownership in the U.S. and the use of automatic weapons. The poll found that 69% of Americans surveyed now think that gun laws should be tightened. Overall, the survey indicated 90% of Democrats, 50% of Republicans, and 54% of gun owners now favor stricter gun control laws. But nearly half of Americans, the poll revealed, don't expect Congress to do anything about it. Russian and Syrian media are reporting more than 105,000 people have left Syria's eastern Ghouta area, including some 7,000 members of one of the rebel groups occupying the area. Departure comes a day after one rebel group surrendered. This is VOA News. UN agencies are stepping up desperately needed aid for tens of thousands of civilians in Syria who've managed to escape from the areas under fire. They say many of the people have been without humanitarian assistance for months, if not years. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says 167,000 people have been displaced by hostilities in Afrin District to nearby villages. It says between 50,000 and 70,000 civilians are believed to be trapped in Afrin City. It says it is difficult to reach those inside the city with aid, but agencies are able to assist those who have left. The World Health Organization reports it has deployed mobile medical clinics and critical health supplies to areas hosting the 167,000 people newly displaced from Afrin. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Car bomb has exploded in the city of Alexandria, Egypt, killing at least 2, wounding at least 4. Officials saying the bomb targeted Alexandria's security chief 2 days before the country holds a presidential election. Egypt's prosecutor general has ordered an urgent and wide investigation of the attack, which the government attributes to terrorism. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. European Union leaders have given their unqualified backing to Britain over its accusation that Russia used a nerve agent to try to kill a former Russian double agent and his daughter in southern England. That happened earlier this month. More now from Henry Ridgewell.
Britain may be leaving the EU, but it was the centre of attention at the two-day summit. Prime Minister Theresa May offered gratitude for the bloc's solidarity against Russia.
The threat that Russia poses respects no borders, and that is it is a threat to our values.
The EU ambassador to Moscow has been recalled. Several European governments, including Lithuania, Poland and Denmark, are looking to expel Russian diplomats. Germany and France have raised the prospect of further measures. Moscow has repeatedly denied involvement and accused the European Union of following an anti-Russian campaign launched by London. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
British regulators say they are examining evidence gathered at the offices of the data research firm Cambridge Analytica before determining their next steps. The company is at the center of controversy over the alleged use of millions of people's personal data from Facebook. Information Commissioner investigating claims the research firm illegally acquired the data from the social media network.
That's the latest world news from VOA.